Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's time for an update of the news and issues that are trending right now across our state's business community. Here to help us, Alan Cooper, founder and editor of three online business news websites in South Carolina, Midlands Biz, Upstate Biz SC, and Lowcountry Biz SC. And a disclaimer, Alan Cooper's company has a business relationship with Voterheads.com, which is partially owned by Magnolia Media, which is the producer of this show. Alan, welcome back to the program.
Mike, thanks for having me.
So tell us what you would like to talk about today.
Well, Mike, I'd like to talk about a few people, just kind of give a shout out to a number of people who have really quietly gone about their business over their careers and grown their organizations, made an impact in their communities. And I think it's worthwhile just kind of mentioning these people and thanking them for all they've done for South Carolina.
All right, great. Who's first?
First is not somebody who's retiring, but I think it's just an incredible accomplishment. I don't know if you heard, but Tim Gartner and his team at Lula Drake Wine Bar in Columbia, they won a national award. They won the prestigious 2024 James Beard Award for Outstanding Wine and Other Beverages program.
I did hear about that. First time Columbia has ever had one of those, and the only one this year in the state.
Yeah, Mike, this is huge for South Carolina. It's huge for the Midlands. Congratulations to Tim Gartner and the team at Lula Drake.
All right, who's next?
I'd like to highlight the accomplishments of Joanne Turnquist at the Central Carolina Community Foundation. She started as president and CEO of the organization in 2009, and during her tenure, the organization has awarded grants and scholarships totaling more than $220 million. And Mike, we all kind of witnessed here in the Midlands the birth of Midlands Gives, kind of this regional-wide initiative to really show the power of collective giving. And that initiative has raised over $24 million for Midlands nonprofits. So Joanne is already retired. I wish her all the best in retirement. And she has a great replacement in Georgia Miyartin, is now taking over as president and CEO, and wish her all the best.
All right, number three.
I'd like to just thank Dr. Ronald Rames for his time at Midlands Technical College. Now, this is 35 years that Dr. Rames has spent at Midlands Technical College. Remarkably, he spent 2 years there as a student, 33 years as an employee, and that includes 8 years as the college president. Thank you, Dr. Rames, for all you've done for higher education in the Midlands and in South Carolina.
It has been a big year for some very important people to retire, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's kind of bittersweet to see people you've known and worked with for like 20 years move on, but I wish them all the best. Another one we're saying goodbye to here in Columbia is Robin Waits at the Historic Columbia. You know, she started at an organization that had 6 full-time staff and a $300,000 a year budget. Today, Historic Columbia has a budget of $2.5 million. And the buildings and the grounds that they have been working on over the years, they stand out as examples of the best historic site preservation and interpretation in the region. Robin Waits was awarded the Order of the Palmetto by Governor Henry McMaster. So thank you, Robin Waits, for all you've done for transforming the look of Columbia. Wish you all the best in retirement, too.
I don't think anybody would argue about the look of Columbia having progressed and changed for the better during her tenure.
It's so important to have these buildings restored back to their rightful place in history.
Well, Alan, we've got time for one more. Who's next?
Well, in the upstate, for 16 years, Monroe Free has been the president and CEO of Habitat for Humanity of Greenville County. And he announced his retirement at the end of the year. So he's not gone yet, but at the end of December, he will be retiring. And, you know, Habitat for Humanity is just this remarkable organization of transforming people's lives through home ownership, and a program to really develop wealth from those who need it. And they, during his leadership, Habitat Greenville celebrated both the 300th and 400th homes built. So you think of the impact on 400 families of home ownership moving into their own home. So thank you to Monroe Free and to all he's done for affordable housing in the upstate.
Well, Alan, as always, great information. Thanks for sharing.
Mike, thanks for having me.
Alan Cooper is founder and editor of 3 online business news websites in our state, and we will have links to all of those posted at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org. And a disclaimer, Alan Cooper's company has a business relationship with voterheads.com, an affiliate of Magnolia Media, which is the producer of this program. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.